Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha Shlach. That's Perek Yudalad, Pasach Havav. And Hashem continues talking to Moshe Rabbeinu about Klal Yisrael and their complaints about going into Eretz Yisrael. The Pasach tells us, "Vayidabar Hashem Moshe v'al Aaron lemar," and Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, "Until when will this evil assembly, asher hema malina malai, that they provoke complaints against me, as Talunas b'nei Yisrael, asher hema malina malai, shamati? I heard the complaints that they provoked Klal Yisrael to complain against me." Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk of Zayin, la'edah hara, elah ha-meraglim. This is referring to the meraglim. Mikan la'edah shi'asar. We learn from here that anytime the word edah is stated, that's talking about 10 people. Asher hema malinim, as Yisrael alai, they're provoking Klal Yisrael to complain against me, as Talunas b'nei Yisrael, asher hema malinim, ha-meraglim, malinim oisim alai, shamati? I heard those complaints. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Ches. Emar Aleihem, say to them, Chai Ani Num Hashem, by my life says Hashem, Im Loi Kasher Dibartem Ba'oznai, if not for like what you've spoken in my ears, Kin Esel Lechem, that's what I will do for you. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Ches, tells us, let's see the last Rashi, Kasher Dibartem, like you've spoken. What does it mean like you've spoken? Should be Kash to me many, that you asked of me, Iba Midbar Zelu Masnu, you said, Halavai, we would die in this Midbar, so that's going to happen. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Ches, but Midbar Zeh, in this Midbar, Yiplu Pigrechem, your corpses will fall, and all your countings, according to all your numbers, we've been Esrim Shana Vamala, from 20 years old and up, Asher Halinaisam Aloy, that you provoke them to complain against me, and Matem Tavayu El Art, if you're going to come to the land, Asher Nasasi Esedi, that I've raised my hand up for it, Lashaken Eschemba, to settle you there, Kim Kalev Ben Yifune, Yeshua Ben Nun, only Kalev and Yeshua, they're going to come to the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavtes, V'chopik Udechem, L'chom Esparchem, Kol Hanim Tzal Chom Mispar, Shatem Nim Nim Bay, anyone that was counted according to sort of any count, Kigayin Latzis Vlavil Atzav of Lassis Shkalim, Kol Hamanuim, L'chol Esim Mispar, Musu, anyone that's counted according to those numbers, they're gonna die. Veiluhin, and these are them, said the Pasuk, Miben Esrim Shana. Lahitzi Shiftai Shal Levi, She'en Pekudeim Ben Esrim. This excludes Shevet Levi because they were not counted from 20 years old and up. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, V'tapchem Asher Amartem Levaziyeh, and regarding your children, that you said that they're gonna be taken captive, they're gonna be taken for spoils of war, Ve'vesi Oysam, V'yadu Es Ha'aretz, Asher Ma'astem Ba, and I'm gonna bring them, and they're gonna know the land that you despised. Begrecha Matem, and your corpses, Yiplu Bamidbar Zeh, are gonna fall in this Midbar. Ubenechem, and your sons, you, Raim Bamidbar Abayim Shana, they're gonna be wandering around the Midbar 40 years. Vinasu Ezunusechem, and they're gonna bear your guilt, Atayim Begrecha Midbar, until your corpses will be completed and finished in the Midbar. Bemisbar Yom, Ashar Tartem Es Ha'aretz, Arbayim Yom, according to the count of days that you spied out the land, 40 days, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. It's a day for a year, a day for a year. Tesu Es Havanusechem, you're gonna bear your sin, Arbayim Shana, for 40 years, and you shall know what leaving me is. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel tells us, Arbaim Shana, 40 years, Loi Meis Echer Mehem Pachas Ben Shishim, not a single one of them died younger than 60 years old. Lekach Nigz Arbaim, that's why the Gzer was for 40 years. Kadei Shiu Oysim Shal B'nei Esrim Agim L'chal Shishim, so that the people who were 20 at the time of the Gzer could reach the age of 60. V'shanu Yishayna Haisa B'chal, and the first year that they were in the Midbar was actually counted, even though right now they were holding in the second year, the first year they were in the Midbar was counted. V'afal B'shakan M'lishil HaMeraglim, even though that first year was before sending out the Meraglim. L'fishim Yisha Asu Es Ha'egel, also Gzer since when they sinned by the Egel Azov, this was all of Machshava. Hashem thought about a Kaviyachal to punish them with this punishment. El Shehimtin Lahem Ad Shedismal Sa'asam, he waited until their basket was full. Vizel Shenemar, and this is what it says, Ubiyoim Pakti, Bimiraglim Ufakati Aleihem Chatasam, Vafkanemar. Over here it says, Tisu Efsa Avoinai Sechem, you will bear your sins, plural, Vloy Avoinchem, not your sin, singular. Shte Avoinis, we're talking about two sins, Shel Egel and Shel Tluna, this complaint now about Eretz Yisrael. Vechisha Vlahem Biminyan Chaye Mixas Shanel Kula, and he counted part of a year as a whole year. And once the people who were 20 years old at this point in time reached their 60th year, and they were a little bit into their 60th year, then they died. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed, Hey, Ani Hashem Dibarti, I am Hashem that spoke, Kim Loi Zois Esef, I will not do this, L'chol Eidah Ra Zois, to this entire evil assembly, Hanei Adim Aloi, they gather against me, Bamidbar Hazeh Yitamu V'Sham Yimusu, and this Midbar they shall seize, and this is where they shall die. V'Hanashem Hashashalach Meshal Asur Sa'aretz, and the men that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out to spy the land, by Yeshuvu Vayalinu Alav Es Kol Ha'edah, they returned and they made the entire assembly complain, L'haitzi Diba Al Ha'aretz, and they brought forth this false report. Vayamusu Ha'anashim Matziei Dibas Ha'aretz Ra, and the men who brought forth this evil report against the land, they died, Ba'magefa, with the plague, Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayeshuvu Vayalinu Alav, Uchshashavu Mitur Ha'aretz, when they came back from scoping out the land, Hirimu Alav Es Kol Ha'edah Baitzaz Diba, they got everyone incited to complain with their false report, Oysam Anashim, those men, by Amusu, they died. Skip the rest of Rashi. Go to Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Bamagefa Lifnei Hashem, with the plague in front of Hashem. them. But Aisa Misa Agunolhem, they died with a Misa that was fitting for them. Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure. Heim Chatu Balashen, they sinned with their tongues, they sinned by what they said. Vnishtarvev Lashainam Ad Taburam, and their tongues extended all the way until their belly buttons. Vitaylaim Yaitzim Yilshainam Ubay Mosech Taburam, and worms came out of their tongues and went inside their stomachs. Lakach Nemar, that's why it says, Bamagefa, with the plague, Vlai Bimagefa, in a plague. Vizel Lefne Hashem, that's why it's in front of Hashem. Ba'isa Rui Lahem Alpimi Dice of Shakash Baruchu, Shehu Maiden Mida Keneged Mida, they died a fitting death, what's fitting in front of Hashem. Hashem always measures Mida Keneged Mida, and that's how they died. Back to Chomish Pasuk Lamed Ches, Yeshua Ben Nun, Vekalev Ben Yefune, Chayu Men Arnashim Ahim, they lived from these men, Ha'helchem Lassam Es Ha'aretz, Ha'helchem Lassam Es Ha'aretz, they went to scope out the land. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Ches addresses, Vayeshua Vekalev Chayu, they lived. Matam Alemer Chayu Men Arnashim Ahim, what does that mean that they lived from these men? El Malam, this teaches us, Shanatul Chelkam Shal Meraglim Ba'aretz, they actually took the portion of the Meraglim in the land, Vekamu Tachtehem L'chayim, and it was established for them for the rest of their lives. Back to Chomish Lamed Ches, Vayedaber Moshe Sadvar Mo'elal, Kol B'nei Yisrael, and Moshe spoke these words to all the B'nei Yisrael, Vayisablu Ha'am Ma'ed, and the nation mourned very much. Vayishkimu Ba'baiker, and they woke up in the morning. Vayalu El Resh Ahar Lemar, and they went to the top of the mountain, saying, Hinenu Ve'olinu El Makom Asher Amar Hashem, behold, we are going to go up to the place that Hashem said, Ki Chatonu, because we sinned. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, tells us, El Resh Ahar, Hu Adercha El Eretz Yisrael, this is the direction to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hinenu Ve'olinu El Makom Eretz Yisrael, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Asher Amar Hashem, L'sito Lanu V'sham Nale, that's where we're going to go. Ki Chatonu, Al Asher Amarnu, Halay Tav Lanu Shum Mitzrayim, we had said it's better for us to go to Mitzrayim. Now, in a way, they're trying to do tshuva. They're trying to say, no, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So back to Chomish Mem Aleph, Vayir Moshe, Moshe said, Lama Zatem Oivim Espi Hashem, why are you transgressing the word of Hashem? Vihilo Sitzlach, you're not going to be successful. Al Talu, do not go up. Ki Ein Hashem Bekir Bechem, because Hashem is not in your midst. V'lo Tinag Fulif Ne'evechem, so you should not be struck in front of your enemies. Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Aleph says, Vihilo Sitzlach, Zoy Shatem Oisim, that which you're doing, Lo Sitzlach, it's not going to be successful. Back to Chomish Pasuk Mem Gimel, Ki Amalek Iva Kanani Shom Lif Nechem, because Amalek and Kanan, they're right in front of you. When Faltim Acharev, you're going to fall by the sword. Kel Kain Shavtim Achri Hashem, because you turned away from Hashem, V'lo Yeh Hashem Mechem, and Hashem will not be with you. V'yaf Ilu La'lois Al Reish Ahar, they defiantly went up to the top of the mountain. V'aroin Bes Hashem, U'moshe Lo'y Mashu Mekarev Machne, and the Aron Bes Hashem and Moshe did not move from the middle of the camp. V'yered Ha'malek Yiva Kanani, and Amalek and Kanan went down, Hayoshev Aruhu, they were dwelling on the mountain, V'yakum V'yaktum Ad Acharma, and they struck them and they pounded them Ad Hacharma. Rashi over here tells us, Pasek Mem Hei Vayaktum, Kemoi Vo'ekos Osei Tachoin Maka Achar Makar. This is a beating after beating, one strike and another strike. Ad Hacharma, until total destruction. Shem Hamakim Nikral, Shem Ma'ira. The name of the place is called because of what happened there, they were completely destroyed. And now back to Chomesh Perak Tezvav, Pasek Aleph. Vayedaber Shalom Vayshalemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber El B'nei Israel, speak to the B'nei Israel from Arato Aleim and tell them, Ki Savayol Eretz Moshe Seichem, when you come to the land of your dwelling place, Asher Anino Yisein Lechem, that I'm going to give you. Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, tells us, Ki Savayu, Bisraelahem Shikansul Arts, Hashem is now giving good tidings that they will go into Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to fear that they're not going to end up getting Eretz Yisrael. They will eventually go into Eretz Yisrael. So what is Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu? Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. Vasisem Ishel Hashem Oiloi Zevach. You're going to make a fire offering for Hashem in Oila or a regular carbon, Lefali Neder Oibin Adava, an expressing of a vow, or a donated carbon, Oibin Mayadechem, or it's on your holidays, Lasus Rech Nichaych Hashem. It's going to be a Rech Nichaych Hashem Min Habakar Oibin Atzoin, from cattle or from sheep. Vehikrav Hamakiv Karbon El Hashem, and the Makiv, the one that's bringing his carbon to Hashem, he shall also bring, along with his carbon, Mincha Seilis Yisarin, a Mincha, which is an Yisarin, a fine flour, Balal B'Revis Ahin Shaman, mixed in with a quarter of a hin of oil, V'yayin L'Nesach R'Revis Ahin, and wine for libation, a quarter of a hin, Tasa Ala Oil Al Zavach, shall be done with the oil or the carbon, L'Keves O'Echod, for one Keves, Oil Ail Tasa Mincha, or if you're going to bring a ram, you shall also bring a Mincha, Seilis Shnei Esrainim, that should be fine flour, two Esrainim, Belul B'Shemin, Shlishas Ahin, mixed with a third of a hin of oil, V'yayin L'Nesach Shlishas Ahin, and wine for libations should be a third of a hin, Takav Rech Nichayach L'Hashem, you shall bring as a Rech Nichayach for Hashem. Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel tells us, Vasisem Isha, Ain't Zat Sivoy, this is not a command that you have to bring a carbon, Ella rather, what Hashem is saying, Kishetavayu Shem, when you get there, to Eretz Yisrael, V'tal Al-Vavchem, Lasais Isha L'Hashem, and your heart inspires you, you want to bring a fire offering for Hashem, L'Fali Neder, Abin Dava, Oshetasu Isha Bishvil Chavis Mayadechem, Shechiyavti Eschem Lasais Bemayin, or you're bringing it because you have to, because it's Yontif, Reach Nichayach Shia Nachas Ruach Lefane, that it should be a Nachas Ruach in front of me. Pasuk Dalan Rashi tells us, V'hikr V'makriv, Takrivu Nusachu Minchol Chobehema, you should bring nisachim and a mincha, libations, and this flour offering. Hamincha kalal, mincha is completely burned, vashem and nivla b'seicha, and the oil is mixed up with it, vayayin lisfalim, and the wine is poured into certain receptacles, k'mash shenu m'secha sukkah, like we learn in sukkah. Pasuk hein, Rashi tells us, la keves ha'echad, for the keves, al kol ha'amr l'mala hu musav. This is going on everything we said before, al mincha, val ha'shemen, val ha'yayin. Pasuk vavin, Rashi tells us, oil ayil, v'im ayil hu, if you're going to bring a ram, Rabbi Seinu Darshu, oil is l'rabbis ha'palgos l'nisrei ayil, this is a certain type of ram, this is also considered a regular ram, and we bring the nesachim that's designated for a ram. So we just learned over here that depending on the type of carbon that's brought, that depends on the nesachim and the mincha that's brought along with it. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with continuing to learn about different nesachim and menachas that are brought with different karbanos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.